Tune in now as Richard and I walk through why you should pick Statesville this April.
Welcome to Discover Statesville, the show that takes you on a captivating journey through the heart of one of North Carolina's most charming towns.
Welcome back to Discover Statesville, everyone. We are so excited that spring has sprung. I would say it's my favorite season. Well, spring and fall. I don't like to be too warm, and I don't like to be too cold, but
I like the winter.
I love to wear bright colors.
Well, yeah, you're very, very springy today.
very springy. I'm loving spring, and just last week, one of the things I love most about Statesville is all of the agriculture that we're surrounded with. And just last week, Howard Family Farms launched their tulip picking.
Oh, yeah.
So that is something that people should definitely be going out and doing. Howard Family Farms is in Harmony, and they have various U-pick agriculture throughout the year. But going on now is tulip picking, so you're not going to want to miss that out there with the guys at Howard Family Farm.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Got to get up there with the family.
Yeah.
So let's see. We'll kick off the month. I guess starting April the 2nd, Fort Dobbs Historic Site will be continuing their local artisan market. Mm-hmm. That's the first and third Tuesday, and it's local produce, artisan desserts, all that kind of stuff. So that's been going on for, I think they started the season about a month ago, and a really good time. Lots of great produce. And
we talked about that a little bit with Scott Douglas when he came and talked about Fort Dobbs, but excited to see that continuing into April.
Yeah. And then that same week on Thursday, the evening farmers market at Pecan Park kicks off on April the 4th. And that's a really great time as well right here in downtown Statesville. So go check them out.
All things agricultural.
That's
see,
right.
I told you I love spring.
Growing
spring
season.
Statesville, North Carolina was made for spring. That's what I know. And speaking of agriculture, talk about hops a little bit. So did you know that...
That's a nice segue.
Did you know, I just came up with that on the spot. I should open a marketing agency.
You should.
Yeah. So on April 7th, did you know that it's North Carolina Pint Day?
I did not know that. But I do now.
Never would you ever, but the North Carolina Brewers Association is celebrating with a limited edition commemorative pint glass. I'm so excited that Joe Bondi over at Red Buffalo Brewing Company is partnering with them this year to bring in this limited edition pint glass. It's really cool. You'll only be able to get it, at least here in Statesville, at Red Buffalo. So April 7th, you're going to want to save the date for that. And Joe, next week, is going to be joining us on the podcast to take a deep dive into that, National Pint Day and all things.
Nice. What day of the week is that?
Red Buffalo. That is a Sunday.
Is that a Sunday? Cool.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a Sunday. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So following that weekend up, the next week, there's several things going on at the Arts Council. On April the 10th, there will be an artist reception for the Mitchell Community College Student Art Show. Lots of talented artists there at Mitchell Community College. Those usually start at 5:30, and they'll just have a lot of art on display and refreshments and everything. So I encourage you to come out. Really, you know, cool free opportunity to see lots of great art. Mm-hmm. On the 13th, the Insomniacs will be
love
hosting
that.
An artist spotlight, basically sort of a songwriter showcase, but always a great time, hip-hop, R&B. Those guys bring out a good crowd and are a lot of fun. And then on the 18th, we will host a spoken word spotlight, which is basically a poetry night at the Arts Council. So lots of great opportunities to come out and get some culture that week.
Yeah, the Arts Council, actually all the performing arts organizations we have in Statesville are really going above and beyond. But make sure you guys are following along with the Arts Council. They're doing some amazing things that you should be participating if you're not. So we were talking right before we started recording that we have an eclipse coming up on April 8th in our friends over the Lake Norman State Park, which I say is in Statesville. They're going to be hosting an eclipse viewing party. So they're saying that you're going to be able to see over 80% of the sun being covered by the moon. That's on April 8th at 2 p.m. So make plans for that. Eclipse viewing party at Lake Norman State Park.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you know, now's the time to buy eclipse glasses. If you wait too much longer, they will be difficult to get.
Yeah.
That one that was maybe 5 years ago or whatever. It was it was tough to get glasses when everybody realized that it was happening.
So. I have a silly picture of myself with some of those glasses. That was the thing to do, was to take a selfie. And then you've got a really exciting thing coming up with recreation and parks. But first, I just want to say that the annual wine walk, Downtown Statesville's Wine Walk, is coming back. And this year, they're doing it on April 13th. So they are moving it to a Saturday this year, allow people to come out and more engagement. So tickets are $25 if purchased in advance and $35 on the day of. So if you haven't purchased your wine walk tickets yet for Downtown Statesville, you're going to do that April 13th.
Yeah, starting it's a good time. Brings a lot of different people to downtown that you don't usually see in the area. So it's a good event.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be pouring somewhere. So following up that weekend.
Into your own glass?
No, I'm not a wine guy. April the 20th, the city will host the annual Arbor Day celebration. This will be out at the Statesville Soccer Complex. Starts at 10 a.m. Lots of things going on there. A bunch of kids' activities. There will be inflatables. The city hosts a very large touch-a-truck event. So kids can come out and climb on all the different vehicles and equipment and everything like that. We'll be doing tree giveaways. Hosting an Arbor Day celebration is a function of the city of Statesville qualifying annually as a Tree City USA, which we have for over 30 years now.
That's crazy.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But just, a really good time. Come out Soccer Complex. We'll have food trucks and just all the things for a nice little Saturday.
Yeah. Arbor Day celebration is something to look forward to every
year. Free events, man.
But the fact that you guys, the city's been leaning into that for being a tree city for 30 years is something to be proud of. So heading back over to the Iredell Arts Council, more stuff going on. There's an Roots in the Round. Those guys are doing a great thing on the 19th. Followed up with a band show with Grassroots Entertainment the following day on the 20th. And then a featured act, Daniel Rodriguez, is coming on the 20th to 25th. That's going to be a ticketed
show. That would be, that's part of the key concert series. So that will likely sell out.
These sell out fast. So.
The key concert series does, sure. And the Grassroots, the stuff that those guys are doing is really starting to gain momentum, and they're getting a big crowd.
Yeah, they're doing a great job really branding their shows and getting the message out. Yep. So doing a great job, guys. Keep it up. Statesville is proud of you. And then Richard, tell us a little bit about what's happening on the 26th.
I thought. Oh.
Yeah.
26th. So the Full Bloom Film Festival runs a monthly film series throughout the year at the Iredell Arts Council, and we really started doing that to sort of keep momentum up for the Full Bloom Film Festival and then not make it just an every September thing. And so as part of this film series, we show a wide variety of films, Oscar winners, cult classics, sort of everything in between. This April is the 26th, right?
Yeah. 26th.
April the 26th, we will be screening the Rocky Horror Picture Show. More details to come, but I mean, we're anticipating it being I've never been to one of these, but my understanding it can be a big time, and things can get a little weird and stuff. So we're expecting like a crowd participation type event.
So since August, when we have various guests on the podcast, we have talked several times about dressing up for different events. Is this going to be the event where we see Richard Griggs dressed up?
I actually have another commitment that night.
Come on, Richard.
I think I could pull that off, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think we need to. Really,
it's going
to
be a cool time. Tickets, once we start, I think, really putting details out, I think tickets will go pretty quick. So put that on your calendar.
Yeah. So leaning back into history a little bit, the folks over at Iredell Museums are continuing to do great things, and they are continuing their segment in April of the Living History Days out at the Gregory Creek Homestead. So be sure and head out to our calendar, get more information on that if you're interested in history. Or even if you're not, it's a really cool thing. It's something definitely take the family to and really enjoy just getting outside and learning about what they're doing with Iredell Museums.
Yeah. Also on April the 20th, the Performing Arts Live of Iredell will be hosting The Piano Men, which is a journey through the 70s with the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. So this is starring Jim Witter, 7:30 at Matt Gray Auditorium. Performing Arts Live brings a lot of great shows through the area. I go to their website. You can find out information about tickets. I imagine they will go quickly as well, but who doesn't like Billy Joel and Elton John? So that should be a big night.
I've seen a lot about this. There's a lot of buzz, a lot of people buying tickets. So go out there now.
It's like a 3-hour sing-along.
Yeah. it's going to be a great show, and so excited that it's here in Statesville. Yeah. Thanks to Performing Arts Live. And then end of the month with one of my favorites. I love that downtown Statesville, yeah, has expanded this into, used to just be in October, and yeah, it was so popular, and it sold out every night that they did it in October that they really leaned in. So start kicking off in April, Haunted Statesville Ghost Tours.
Yeah.
Happening monthly now, right? So April...
This one, yeah, starts on April 27th, and you can get your tickets through downtownstatesville.com. But yeah, really cool. I haven't done one in years, but I did one, you know, around Halloween one year, and it's really neat.
Yeah,
and
the tour guides did a great job. I saw that the historic Sharp House Players were having auditions, I think, last week, or they were looking for more people to come out. So
for tour guides, or like to be ghosts?
Tour, maybe all of the above, but
I would audition to be a ghost.
I haven't been in a really long time, and the tour guides I've heard are just amazing. So the Haunted Statesville Ghost Tours is something that you don't want to miss. I was looking at the calendar this morning before we recorded the show, and there literally is live music or something cool happening in our businesses. From downtown to outside downtown, Cedar Stump here in Statesville, Red Buffalo, Wine Maestro, The Watering Hole. Can't even name them all, but everyone has from poker nights to live music to karaoke to bingo.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something going on at least
no shortage
six,
of things to do. Yeah.
At least six nights a week. So we couldn't possibly cover them all in the amount of time we have to do this rundown. And we know we lose you guys after 3 minutes anyway. So
you'll never hear this.
But we encourage you to go out to statesvillenc.com/calendar or just go to statesvillenc.com and click on the community calendar. You can filter by performing arts. There's several different segments that you can filter by because there's thousands of, we've got this fitness and activity center that does great, great
stuff
classes.
Stuff going on all the time.
So if you're looking to get healthy, you should go out there and look at that. There's a senior living segment. The Idle Council on Aging does amazing things for older demographic. So there's never a shortage of things to do in Statesville. And if you're a business in Statesville, we encourage you, and we're not showcasing your events. We just need to know about them, and it's free. So reach out to us, discover@statesvillenc.com, and let us know.
Get them on the calendar.
Get them on the calendar. Let us know so we can help lift up what you're doing, too, because Statesville, North Carolina is amazing, and we encourage you to get out and discover it. So that's it. That's a lot for April.
Busy
and
month.
Yep. We're
plus
excited.
All the yard work and everything. It's going to be a busy month.
You don't have time for that.
You can I don't, but do
my yard.
It's got to get done.
Yeah. But thanks, everyone. We appreciate you. And we invite you to discover Statesville. Statesvillenc.com. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Discover Statesville. You can email us at discover@statesvillenc.com. Check us out on Facebook at Discover Statesville NC, hashtag Discover Statesville, and our website, statesvillenc.com. Catch us next week as we continue on our journey to uncover the hidden gems, culinary adventures, entertainment, and to be inspired and enlightened as we discover Statesville.